is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome Ghana, welcome to our show. We've learned from foreign teachers before. This ain't about hatred, aye, color or race, aye. It's fairness and standards we want in place. Before you place a teacher in our children's hands, ooh, make sure every credential meets Bahamian standards. We welcome good teachers, hey, Bahamians must not be barred. Show the papers, show the standard, tell the truth to Bahama land. Welcome Ghana, we understand, but the qualified Bahamians must get first hand. Check every record, every degree.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news all day. It is Tuesday, the 11th of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin. School almost start. Our lives are going to change once again. All of our driving and traffic patterns are going to shift because school is about to start green. And I want to say good morning to all the parents that are already taking young ones, little ones, to school. They're already prepped for the new year. Parents, hold firm. It's rough out there for parents, but it's not so rough that we can't organize ourselves in ways that support parents. That's it. And it's so important. If we're going to say that the family is the nuclear family is the heart, is the foundation of a nation, doing more to support parents, we could be doing a lot more. There's lots to talk about in today's paper. There was an article, well, here it is. BCC calls for 21 days of prayer to combat crime and corruption. Sort of the first thing I wanted to ask this morning. So on that article, I want to read through the article. I want to read through the article and ask my audience, will prayer alone, right? Like, will prayer alone do it? Prayer to combat crime and corruption? Or do we have an expectation that the Bahamas Christian Council and its partners, right? Because it's partnering, well, they were joined by the social services minister and other clergy at a press conference yesterday, right? Do we expect more? Can we combat crime and corruption with prayer? Let's go to the phone line, though. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Boy, I just combat my BPL bill with prayer. Every right before I open up that bill, I pray, please, Lord, please, please let this BB do $800. The girl had the light. Mm-hmm. Please, Lord, please let it be below 1,000.
Do the prayers work?
You won't believe it. It works, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or it do work. You? Or do you pray just as you're about to cut the AC cord so nobody could use it? Do you pray you don't get electrocuted?
Oh, yeah. I know, sir, boss. You must be off the burning stage before you open up this bill.
That's up me. Wow, all of those computers.
Hey, Ms. Green, I'm on the plantation right now. Let me call you back.
Okay, absolutely. Don't get fired like you could get fired from a plantation. You were forced to live on a plantation. So BCC calls for 21 days of prayer to combat crime and corruption. Can prayer alone combat crime and corruption? I'm really interested in what people think. Are you participating in the 21 Days of Prayer campaign being hosted by the Christian Council? There's lots more to talk about. I would love to walk through the Older Persons Rights Protection and Care Bill 2026. See, we're still talking about families. We're still talking about families. And I think this is one of those bills, if we have an opportunity to, especially since it's in a period of consultation, we should walk through it. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thank you. This nation was built on prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents and grandparents, all they put down the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But they were sincere in their prayer. Prayer without principle is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer without obedience to God, the word of God, is dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to move from a place of just putting on an ark, satisfy the moments that we're trying to accomplish, and look at the bigger picture. What is it that we want to do as a nation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we? What are the principles that are we living on or by?
Mm-hmm.
To God, and now He speaks. Will we listen?
Okay.
Prayer without obedience
mm-hmm.
is null and void. So when we pray, we got to be like our grandparents, man. They prayed. And when they prayed, the doors of heaven opened. Hello?
Hi, morning. I just want to engage you on the premise that you brought to the table this morning. Because I'm interested, very interested in faith without obedience, right? Faith without adherence to principles is dead. What about faith without works? Because what I thought you were going to say, and what I would like to say, is that our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, it's faith without work. They understood that it wasn't just prayer alone, but you had to do something, right? Like,
right.
They, for young girls who, you know, so that they avoid the trap of early pregnancy,
right.
They didn't just pray for them. When they came up, when they engaged or found a young girl who did not or could not avoid the trap of pregnancy, right? Whether it was a lack of education and knowledge around sex and birth control, whether it was that they were in a precarious social situation where they had no one to take care of them, and so they entered, you know, they were sort of coerced into transactional relationships due to the circumstances. Some women, some of those young girls were raped, right? Like, it's just as simple as that. They were raped on the job or in the community. And so the women didn't just pray for protection for the young girls, that they avoid the trap of early pregnancy. They actually extended themselves. Some women took the children as their own or took the financial responsibility and the responsibility of caretaking, right? So that the girl could continue becoming a woman so that she could take care of her child later on.
Right.
So, I really appreciate, because I think there's only a thin line that separates, obedience, adherence to principles, and works, right? Yeah, thank you.
Right.
But I know I stopped you midway. Okay, I was going to say, if you wanted to continue. I'm not trying to shut down what the BCC is doing. I'm asking people of faith, right? And I can say for the young people who have motion, people who have been able to make significant changes in their own lives, how do you operate with prayer, right? And when the BCC calls you for 21 days of prayer to combat crime and corruption, what does that call you to do? Does it call you to do anything beyond just praying? Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm good. You know, the Bible admonishes that we pray for our leaders, that, you know, we may live peaceable lives.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the power of prayer. You know, God also told us, He gave us a book of instruction. He also told us how to deal with situations.
Mm-hmm.
He has said that, that the government bears the sword. He has placed the government, he has placed the power of justice in the hand of the government, and the government does not bear the sword in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And we could pray till the cow come home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing going to change. The government has to act.
Yeah.
You
okay.
know, the Adrian Gibson case has been concluded, I think, almost 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't we heard anything about the verdict?
Okay, so let's don't go anywhere. I want us to continue after I respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this particular matter, I am also sort of concerned at how long it took the case from he was charged to the case started, right? And now, like you say, for the matters to be finalized. However, in this instance, with such a high-profile issue and such a high profit in taking their time. However, there's a broader issue, I think, that we should examine, which...
Hello?
Hi, I'm still here, and I can still hear you. Can you hear me? Ah, boy, you can't hear me? Can you hear me? I can still hear you. Listen to the radio. I was still able to hear you. There's a broader issue, right, where I think we can ask the question of whether people are, like, the sort of thin space where faith and professionalism come together, I think, is integrity, right? Like, your spiritual life feeds your capacity to practice whatever it is you do with integrity, right? Put that on the side. There's been a question of the amount of time it takes for a judgment to be submitted by a judge, right, or a justice. And there's been critique from from members of the judiciary about itself on the matter that judges really need to figure out how to move faster with producing the summaries or the final judgment in writing. Question is for me, in terms of faith, does our faith lead us in our professional life to do what we know we ought to do when we ought to do it because there are people who are depending on us doing our jobs properly, right? And I think that's a broader issue that arises with the question of the judiciary and the rate at which they are producing. But let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning. Good morning, caller. Oh, boy. Caller, if you could hear me on the radio, I think you may have hit a mute button or something, because I could hear you. You just couldn't hear me speaking. Let's go to the text line. Prayer alone will not work. They also have to turn from, you also have to turn from your wicked ways. Has the Christian Council pledged to turn from their wicked ways? Well, that's very broad, and I would respond by saying, is the Christian Council taking on its role of providing or facilitating members of the council, or helping them, ensuring that they know how to do what they ought to do? With the Christian Council focused on entrenching the principles amongst its members, as focused on that as it is on entrenching Christian principles in law. Caller, what happened? I was coming to you right now. Okay, we still can't hear. I don't know what happened with that phone line, but if you have an issue, say the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. 422-GR96 is the text line. 422-4796. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yes, Aaron. Sorry about that.
Oh,
about
no problem.
That, man. This phone and the light,
mm-hmm.
they just alike.
I hear you.
Every minute it's dropping, man. Every minute you're talking and it's dropping. I don't know. But I would say, you know, I don't know any other case that took this long for the magistrate to, what they call sequestered, whatever they do with the jury to come to, but I never heard of this. We haven't heard anything about the Michael Johnson case. What is going on with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that they said that they had a magistrate, I mean, a judge who would hear the case, and he said that the case wasn't going to take long, and then all of a sudden, nothing.
Well, first of all, okay.
I mean, we could pray about corruption. We could pray for this, and we could pray for that. You know, but we need to pray for the government, that God would give us godly leaders who would carry out the law. You know, we have laws on a book that the government itself refuses to obey.
Yeah.
So, what do you expect the citizens to do if the government is not obeying the?
That's the question, sir. What do I personally, Aaron Green, and separate from that, what do we collectively expect the people to do if the government is breaking the law? That's the root of it for me. Like, that's the exciting piece to interrogate. So let's shift it to something, because we ain't governments, right? Let's shift it to the power, right? What do we expect our children to do if we the adults are constantly breaking the law?
Yeah. No, but you know, and Aaron, let me just say that I am not advocating for anybody to, you know, go and break the law.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, for the masses, and we say this, we are Christian nations, and you know, that's a lie from the pits of hell, all right? We're no Christian nation. We may be a nation with some Christians in it. But we're no Christian nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna have people there who gonna do what I wouldn't do,
mm-hmm.
because that's the way they were born. All of us were born with the Bible, with a sinful nature, right? And so you have people who can say, you and I may not do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have people who will do that. But you know, and so it's so important, even with this. I keep asking about this. You know, the Prime Minister said that we will audit the constituency fund.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost 5-6 years now. What is the Auditor General being paid for?
I got you. And
you know, what are we paying these people for? You know, what are we? Do they have to be told by the Prime Minister to go and audit something?
Are they
creatures of instruction?
No. They are. Hold on. They are creatures of instructions, but the instructions come from the laws, right? And not the people who have the authority to enforce the law. The people who have the authority to enforce the law, or the authority to ensure that the law is enforced, they are not the law. So I just wanted to make that point. The Auditor General's office, auditors are creatures of instruction, but they don't take instructions from people. They take instruction from the law as prescribed in the Constitution and then the Auditor General's Act.
When was the last time you heard an audited report?
Oh, no, I got you. Listen, I got to go on.
Yeah.
But all the points you're making are salient. Let me end by saying this. We got two stories in the media over the last month, right? The first is the BPL $8.45 story. This given back to customers who were affected by a 2018 incident.
Right.
That's 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the second article is Pintard, as the head of the Public Accounts Committee, indicating that they either have just started or they are almost finished with their assessment of the Corifta Games and Bahama Games.
Okay.
Right, financial. So
let's see, you know, that's why I say...
But there's time, there's too much time.
We need to take the government, so we need to sue the government. We need to, the people need to take the government to the court and sue them like Fred Smith used to sue them.
Well, remember, for me, the two questions that I had walking into the election, I did not focus on scandals. I did not focus specifically on issues that manifest or expose dysfunction in the government. I put two questions on the table, right? Do you have the capacity or the ability as leaders, whether the Prime Minister, the Cabinet, which is equal among equals, right, or as bosses in your ministries, do you have the capacity to cause or compel others to discipline themselves, to govern themselves and moderate their behavior, and to cause and compel others to do the same? That's the first question for consideration walking into the election. The second was, do you have the capacity, the ability, and the will to move at the pace of your own policies? Right? Because the lack of discipline will make it impossible for you to move at the pace of your own policies, which is what we are seeing exposed continually throughout this administration, the Davis administration before, the Minnis administration in the operation of the PAC, the lack of movement at the public disclosure, right? They can't move at the pace of their own policies. The ISO upset, and producers said that they appointed Bishop Victor Cooper, at least that's what the list for 2026-2027 says, that they reappointed Bishop Victor Cooper as the chair of the Public Disclosure Committee, because now it can seem like I'm just trying to beat up an old man. While this is just the best comedy I've ever seen, right? Like, you make it obvious that you have no intention of moving at the pace of your own policy. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. I saw you from calling your shows, but I was wondering if I should put the prefix DYS instead of using THIS, like this administration. You know, like this
administration.
I wanted to get this in because it's something interesting unfolding. I need you to help me out with this. I probably call lying on it. Somebody, because I'm trying to make sense of it. A friend of mine, since he's much younger than me, he has multiple businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he has a bar and a restaurant, part of businesses that he has already paid the license fee for. And so because there's some innovation or some changes into, I don't know if it's like a credit score system, what they're doing, but he all of a sudden now the environment, town planning or whatever, whoever the relevant authorities are, they're requiring mm-hmm. some changes to be made to the bar and restaurants at a certain location before they issue the license for the bar and the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm hearing is that they won't issue the other four, which are in four different locations, hence he can't make any money now. So I wonder if businesses are on the back. I wonder if someone out there can call and shed some light on something like this, which I can't really make sense of it given the fact that he's already paid. You see, National Insurance is calling him to make his normal contributions, et cetera, et cetera. But he has to make these changes to the bar and restaurant, and they're saying then when he does that, he will get all of them one time. I'm trying to find out how legal is that, or what? I guess someone who was out there knows about it, because he already paid in non-revenue for the other four businesses. I don't know what sense it makes. Try and make sense of it for me, please.
Yeah, I'll invite the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employers Federation to explain to us several things. One of them is that, yes, there have been significant changes to the licensing procedures for liquor stores. And I think maybe even restaurants that sell liquor. But liquor license, there have been changes to the procedures to obtain one. I think this is an important conversation. Why? Because I need more than two hands to count the number of sort of incidental, like this is just anecdotal. I just happened upon a conversation with somebody talking about the difficulties they're having with renewing, not just the liquor license, renewing business licenses, right? And this is a part of that broader conversation. That's why I'm half upset that the minister is a part of this conversation, right? Because is the government, are the agencies, are the ministries, and I think this is what the prior caller is possibly trying to get to, right? Are you doing your jobs in a way, right, that, and I want to say with integrity, because you understand the dynamic of getting this license. You understand the steps. You understand that if I can't get this part of the process sorted out, then everything falls away. And in some instances, I think people have been told they have to wait until the next cycle right? Like this, like almost as if the process doesn't go on throughout the year. You have to wait until the next cycle, which could, I guess, could be 6 months or a year, until you could apply again. But are people at their desks, are agents, are inspectors, are y'all working at the pace that you know is required for this to be a smooth, coherent, and successful process? Right? Because in this culture, many people turn to corruption, right? They label it as the only reasonable or viable way forward. And they justify the corruption because somebody else isn't doing their job. Anyway, I see you two callers, but you hear the music. I fight you, sir, but we got to go to the break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. If you could hold the line, hold the line. If not, call right back when we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, no, wait, just a hard day, wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritty.
Yes, wait, it's real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy a big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good news.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with a Fidelity personal loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Producer, let's go straight to the phone line. I think these callers have been waiting. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry we missed you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry we missed you, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Let's go to the next call. Oh, turn your radio down. Caller, you there? Man, next time just turn the radio down before you start. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Good. I'm good. Happy Fox Hill Day to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
52 was on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Many is talking about these, some of these stores and these are licenses.
Mm-hmm.
You go into Butler and Sons, you only can buy rum. You go into Bell Robinson, you could only buy rum.
Mm-hmm.
You go into 700s, you could only buy. You go into Old Trail Liquor Store, you can only buy rum. And I can name on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into these Chinese liquor stores,
mm-hmm.
you can buy socks, you can buy T-shirt,
you
can buy boxers, you can buy weave.
Okay,
you can buy,
so...
You can buy
under the new
license they have.
Under, okay,
is
so...
Is it a different license?
All right, I suspect it would be that they have a different license if that's the case, but I was
so
just...
Hold on. The Chinese has this
hold
license?
On. Because we you know, I get... Oh, hold on. Let me just answer the first part first. Just moments ago informed that the procedures changed and you should not be seeing that anymore in the stores. But
well, I hope so.
All right. But now let's get to the license thing, right? Suspect... that they the Chinese stores would be operating outside of the scope of the law, right? Is it? I think it's more of a question of what is the license that they have, and then secondarily, why do Bahamians not have it? Well, the liquor wholesalers, the names you call off just now, those are different types of businesses from the other stores, right? Like the other stores are wholesale and retail, and while some of those big guys are wholesale and retail, it's likely a different model and a different type of license. Now, as to why Bahamians don't have the license, in many instances, Bahamians say out loud, oh, no, I'm allowed to break the law in my own country. Yeah?
Trying to say, no, Mr. Grant, but even the small little liquor stores, they can't sell no T-shirt and no boxes. And these people have these things displayed in a when I had my site. They had them display in a showcase
mm-hmm.
in the liquor store, in the food, in the restaurant.
So you have to inquire as to the type of license
that they have.
Boy,
you got some funny license.
Some...
But let me say this in closing, Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
I requested this about 2 years, 3 years since I started going into Fox Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I think every liquor store, every restaurant,
mm-hmm.
in Fox Hill
mm-hmm.
should be closed on Fox Hill Day. And just let the vendors on the parks and stuff, just only one day.
For
the 365, that's only one day. A day like today, every liquor store in the Fox Hill perimeter should be closed.
I like that one.
Every restaurant.
Hold on. Now, with the restaurant part, not so much. Because here's what. How many food vendors you gonna have on the park? And will they have the capacity to service everybody in a reasonable amount of time? So what I'm saying is don't shut down all the businesses, all the restaurants in the Fox Hill community, right? And don't shut them all down, but I would say make a boundary, right, around the event. And the smaller restaurants within the boundary, let them run too, but... Put up signs and flyers to say, you know, you stopped in here, but don't forget to stop in and spend some money at the festival, at the event. Because
but
those businesses in the community, they're supporting the event because they're hoping to make some money too.
Yes, but Ms. Green, let me say this. The Fox Hill Day, Fox Hill Day was designed for Fox Hillians.
Yeah.
Because when you go Fox Hill, when I used to drive Fox Hill, you know how far I used to at the park to walk down to the park?
Yeah. Yeah, park way up by St. Anne's Church and walk down.
It's designed for walking people in the area to walk there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they don't have more than 15 restaurants in the Fox Hill perimeter.
No, no, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
You take more than 15?
Oh, yeah. Man, listen.
I go into Chinese restaurants.
No, we ain't even counting them. You got two right there by NIB, on the side of NIB, right? And
yeah.
Then you had one Rasta Community Business, Oh, there's the best meal, the best price healthy meal I could find in Fox Hill.
But I mean,
and then as you go south on Fox Hill Road, you got plenty little restaurants right there.
Well,
you
what I'm saying is, great. Let's give the vendors a time to make some. Most of the vendors, I guarantee, are from Fox Hill itself.
All right.
So they will have their friends and they will come looking for them later on today.
I got two more callers.
I want to meet you down by the Greasy Fool for about 12. You want me? You can get this.
You want me? You want me show these people I can climb Greasy Pole? For next year's event, what we're going to have is vendors partner with businesses. That's what we're going to do. We have vendors partner with businesses, with restaurants in the area, to ensure that we have full representation of what's going on in Fox Hill. Good morning, caller. You there, caller? Sorry, I miss you. Let's go to the next. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Let's go to the next caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, caller. How are you?
How are you doing today, man?
I'm good, thank you.
Listen, I just want to tell that young man, when it comes to them Chinese, they say we have a thing inside the taxi world. Mm-hmm. The best nation is a donation. If you check, because the Chinese, they didn't got something a couple of years ago, Ms. Green, you should remember this. They put it in one of the Tribune, over 200 donations they made to 200 businesses, including government.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the government is going to tell them, don't sell liquor, don't sell cow, don't sell dog, don't sell T-shirt?
Hold on. But pause. I want you on the line when I say this.
Go ahead.
I don't want you single out the Chinese community in this country about this, right? First of all, that's called lobbying. You remember how our government say they hire Nathan, what the boy name? Is it Nathan Stone?
Yeah.
Roger Stone. Roger Stone, one of the Stones, the lobbyist, and the other two, to advance a case for the Bahamas, right?
Yeah.
And so what we are seeing is an entity in the country seeking to advocate on its own behalf and then understanding, right, to seek sort of this. I don't call it concession, but to seek this sort of advance in policy or their own little policy agenda. They understand that they have to support the community outside of itself. They have to be of value to more than just their own community. So they present a case and they say, hey, this is what we want to do. And we think that our proposal is worthy of consideration because we are good corporate and social partners. We have resources and we are prepared and willing to donate them when and where necessary. That's a general thing. And for me, I am just happy that they're doing it in the public as opposed to lobbying behind private doors, right? And not sharing with us what it is that they are contributing to the broader society beyond their own economic and social needs.
Yeah, that's it. And in any country, especially black countries where a black leader, it always receiving gifts. Gifts come with a price. Aaron. Come with a price.
See, that's why I wanted to shift. Thank you so much, caller.
Yeah, take care, buddy. Take care.
Yes, sir. That's why I wanted to provide an analogy that may resonate better with us, right? When we raising our children, it would be tell them, don't be out here just accepting gift from anybody. In fact, if you ever watch Sawyer Boy, don't go in these people's place and embarrass me by accepting things. First of all, you done eat at home, you ain't hungry. You done have toys at home, you don't need nothing. Right? When they get older, especially the young ladies, we tell them, don't be out here just accepting any kind of gift from any kind of person. Because you don't know what their intentions are, right? And so, like, it's the same dynamic. We should say to our government, listen, everybody needs and wants things, but you can't be so tingsy that you're willing to accept anything for a big bag of nothing. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
You said it correctly. It depends on those people would look like Chinese, probably have three or four different types of licenses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to let Julian and them know. They look like Chinese, but a lot of them are Bahamian.
Well, they are ethnically, right, from the region we know as China.
China.
But nationality, politically, they are Bahamian citizens.
They're Bahamian citizens.
That's right.
Now, Bahamians can do the same thing that they do. And the fact that he wants to close certain stores in the Fox Hill community, that's supposed to guys on the park when he's selling soda and beer.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wants a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. Or lemonade.
Tell them when they call the shows to think a little bit, man. You know what I mean?
But that's why
thanks for taking.
Yeah, man. Huh? Thank you. I was gonna say that's okay. Why next year I suggest that they partner, right? Like you identify the restaurants and businesses in the area that are willing to partner with vendors and the festival committee, right? And then when you're on the park, you say this is so and so business. They get one little seafood shack through there, seafood shack, and Miss Berta May. And they combine together and they bring in you a combination of Fox Hillian treats, right? You say, like, you know, I make a product called World Famous Rum Fingers, perfect for church, prayer meeting, and parliament. If they genuflect in the space, you're safe to put it to your face. Have a sip, wet your lip, then lock it and put it back in your pocket. A vendor like me would be willing to partner with a liquor store in the area, right? To present, right? To have a booth on the park where we offering certain things, and if you don't see what you're looking for there, then you could go to the business, right? And we expect that the business will be able to make an economic or financial contribution to the booth or the broader festival, right? So they get a little marketing, they've put in a little financial injection, you have a combination of products, a small vendor with a bigger company. That's right how we compromise. And that way, we don't have to kick nobody out. The Chinese businesses that are owned by Bahamians of Chinese ethnic descent, they don't have to go nowhere because they're Bahamians. Anyway, you heard the music. We go into a break, a second break of the day. We'll be right back. Stay tuned because we got lots more to talk about.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions.
Where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Thank you. good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. So I want to thank the callers and the texters. I still got more texts to read for engaging this conversation today. I think it's one of the more powerful conversations we could have. Because here's why. For me, the Christian message, when we hear do unto others as you would have done unto you, is to practice empathy. And it, like if we practice empathy to please the Lord, right? Like if we practice empathy to please the Lord, then first of all, we'll never stop practicing empathy. But for me, empathy is what opens up ideas and opens up spaces. It's the commitment to empathy, right, that brings us to solutions, especially for other people. And so I would say prayer without empathy is dead, and prayer without works is dead. Let's go to the phone line, producer, before I finish off the text. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I know you're in a hurry to go. Mm-hmm. Three quick points. First of all, the fellow talked about the Chinese and the law. Mm-hmm. Right on Blue Hill Road, there's a Chinese liquor store right across from Yellow Well, the kindergarten school. Mm-hmm. That's against the law.
Well, hold on, stick a pin. Remember,
parliamentarian in the House of Assembly has the constituency office between two number houses right next to kindergarten school and a bar. Cordo mm-hmm. Avenue. Go through there. Mm-hmm. Next thing, parking and disabled. 90% of the time when I go with my wheelie walker and my decal, there's parking, unparking people in the disabled parking spot. Mm-hmm. I asked the security guard, I say, sir, why don't y'all move these people who don't have a decal out of the place? So we've been told, don't bother them, don't call no record, don't say nothing. The people who own these companies and these malls, they just want people to come spend their money. They don't care if a person parking is able or not. Do not call the record. Mm-hmm. Okay? That is going on in this country today. Another thing is cleaning up the parks. If you talk to these people before election, you could fine all of them. When you ask them now to come and check the parks and everything, to find out if the people cleaning up the park, you can't find the MP, you can't find the chairman, you can't find the inspector, you can't find nobody, but people getting paid and they ain't cleaning the parks.
Thank you, Sparky. Okay. Thank you. Three important points to raise. What I was going to say, the first point, I remember, I got to pull the article. In fact, I have to memorialize it in the zine, but when the question was asked in, I think, to the town hall planning committee chairperson or in the whatever the interview was, like, how is it that we've come to this place where there are so many stores that are in breach of the law, right? Like, where they are located is an obvious breach of the law. The individual that responded, be easy, right? Like, I ain't trying to mash down nobody, but, like, not enough people came to object. Not enough the members of the public came to the meetings to object, which is just absolutely madness to me. It's just madness to me. Also, the garbage bin by the old bridge on Bay Street, just east of the old bridge. It's not really a garbage bin. I think it's a planter. I think it's an old planter, and people just put garbage in it. Right? But it's not a garbage bin. A listener sent me a number of photos they took one night where people attempted to put garbage in that planter and then garbage was just strewn all over. See, like, these are the things I'm talking about when I say it's not just like faith without works, faith without obedience or adherence to principles. It's faith without empathy. I mean, prayer without empathy, right? Faith without empathy, because if you know that we have a stray dog and wild dog problem, right, and you know the area is on the water's edge where the wind just be blowing all the time, surely the people who are responsible for maintenance, for landscaping, would ensure that the correct type of bin, the appropriate type of bin for the location is implemented, right? See, because I am actually, like, on the same page as the BCC. I don't think you can draw a line between your faith and your professional life, right? You must balance it, and you must learn how to practice integrity. There are things from your faith you can't bring onto the job, but there are things from your faith that you cannot take off the job, like your integrity. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from them and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The text goes on, our people are not humble, even though they love to pray in their wicked ways. That's why it's getting worse rather than better. Of all the days I come in here and talk about traffic, Sunday is the day I least enjoy on the road, because it's like people come out from church and forget everything that they learned in church. Here's a text. Hi, Aaron. Great news topic. At the bottom of every page in the bulletin at my church, there's a one-liner. Pray as if it's all up to God and work as if it's all up to you. That's wonderful. See, for me, it doesn't matter what your religion is when you read this, right? Pray as if it's all up to God and work as if it's all up to you. Thank you, Texter, for that. Good morning, Aaron. I've not heard from Cleve and Anton for a while. Hope they are okay. I do as well. Y'all, please call tomorrow. Call today. Call one of these hosts today. Let them know you're good. Morning, Miss Green. How are you? Yes, prayer works, but prayer calls for actions after that. Prayer, faith without work, pre and post prayers. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. That's the scripture that I just read. And this new text goes on to say the Christian Council know this principle. So asking a corrupt, wicked people to pray is an exercise in futility. Do like the judges of old and call the people out, including high-ranking politician number one and all his corrupt co-politicians. See, me? I don't know high-ranking politician number one. I don't know any of his corrupt co-politicians. I don't know nobody but that descriptor. I don't know them. I know people, though, who's run the red light as if there's an initiation into a gang. So when we say call people out, yeah, are you prepared to call out your neighbor? Are you prepared to call out your friend when you see them in traffic doing foolishness? Are you prepared to call them out? Here's a text. Good morning, Ms. Green. Please highlight on your show the residents of Jubilee Gardens are awaiting the arrival of garbage trucks for 2 weeks now. Thank you, Texter. There seems to be an issue that needs to be addressed. Multiple neighborhoods, multiple different constituencies. People are waiting on garbage pickup. Here's another text. We can see corruption in front of us every day with this administration. And the last, what happened to the Reckley case? And then we're still waiting on the Lanisha Roll case as well. Miss Wilder, talk about small things happening in Fox Hill, a distraction, businessmen. Come on. Come on, you send me a text I could read on air, man. Why all these Haitians in the Bahamas? Oh, man. We had this wonderful day examining faith in our everyday life, right? Faith in real life. And this is what you can text her? Why all these Haitians in the Bahamas? You want me to tell you why? I'm going to tell you why. Because Bahamians are in a state of collective psychological and financial crisis. Because they're just realizing that either they're poor or they don't know how to live, right? And here we have a group of people, migrants, desperate because their country is being occupied and has been under attack for the last 200 plus years, right? Are here and willing to be of assistance to our country in our time of need. Because if you don't think we're in crisis, then go ask your neighbor, why you run red lights with your children in the car? And open a space to them, because that's an indication of personal crisis. Faith without works is dead. Prayer without action is dead. You guys, have a great day. Thank you for entertaining me on my foolishness this morning. It was just a conversation I wanted to have. Stay tuned. The day is going to light up with more shows. C.A. Nuri, Guardian Radio AM, is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.